This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Geno Smith ripped Craig Carton.
Saw that.
Well, you're going to play in a sandbox and sling arrows, but guess what? They're going to be coming back at you. We all know that. And number two, the great news is that Mike Francesa addressed the troops here the other day.
Yeah.
And he was trying to inspire everybody, and he hasn't made a decision as what, you know, what he's going to do here.
Here I come to save the day.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm talking about. That's my boy right there. So, yeah, he was and all of a sudden, somehow, all the quotes got out there. I don't know where they came from. But, yeah, so he's talking about possibly staying now and saving the station.
Here I come to save the day.
I'm loaded, okay?
Okay, I got it.
He did an interview with Neil Best. That's where a lot of these quotes came from.
Yes. Oh, okay. I see. All right. So
I thought he was very firm on. Yes. I haven't changed my mind.
What have I been saying for 2 years?
You have said since he said he was leaving, he's not going.
Because I think he talked himself into retiring to Katie Nolan back in January of 2016. Like I somehow just said, no more FAM out of the blue. Like that surprised all of us around here.
Yes,
remember that?
Did.
And
I
the
agree.
Fact that he did it with her, which is great because she is good at the podcast.
No more FAM.
I don't know where she is. She must be in witness protection somewhere. I'm not
no
really
more
sure.
FAM.
No. Stop. There's going to be some more FAM. I have a feeling.
Here I come to save the day.
Turn my mic off.
Stop.
Are you going to play this every time?
Well, here's the thing. Here's the good news. So he was actually talking to all the sales geeks out there, right? Getting them all charged up and everything else, right? Think about this. They could do another retirement tour. You could sell that now. So it would be great. So we could, hopefully whatever Mike decides. He has earned the right to decide that. And certainly I'm sure the panicking executives around here all looking at their shadows. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Who's going to do? What are we doing? We'll get through it.
He did say, let's see how the next couple weeks go. That's what he said.
What
he was
mean?
Quoted as saying that. I don't know what that means.
Well, what's going to happen over the next couple weeks that,
I don't
that we
know.
Don't already know?
He said no decisions.
Discussions.
Come on.
I believe he said there is a discussion that
discussions.
Needs to take place.
Not knee deep. He said discussions may be had, and that's it. There's nothing else, and nothing has changed yet. That's
well, I just want to make sure that everybody knows out there what's going on around here.
Well, I think you just informed them.
Well, it's good. But I could just see the sales geeks back there. I could see Danny Chazanov running around going, oh, we got another retirement.
Great
tour.
For morale.
It's awesome.
Do your thing. Let's go.
Here I come to save the day.
All right, there we go. Seal, you got an update?
Yeah, it's brought to you by Monmouth University, celebrating 25 years of Division I football. And when you don't score runs for your starting pitcher, it only takes one swing of the bat to lose a ball game.
One away, and the pitch is a fly ball to left center. Gardner looking up, and that ball is gone over the wall.
John Sterling here on the fan. Over the wall, indeed.
Man.
Adini Echevarria got all of it 413 feet deep into the seats off of Sonny Gray.
I threw that same pitch numerous times tonight and got people out.
Yeah.
Like
it's
I said,
so
like, it, like I told y'all before, I'm going to challenge guys, and I just got beat.
I like it. I'm going to challenge guys. Yeah. I like that guy.
I'm telling you, he was blowing that fastball by guys last night. That was just one bad pitch.
Yeah, I will say with him coming here and Cashman trading for him, like I don't really know much about him. You know, you look at the numbers, and if you don't
right,
watch
who's watching
a guy,
him in Oakland, right?
I who watches, right? And when you watch him since he put the Yankee uniform on, man, that guy competes.
He's
man.
Gritty.
I like
very gritty.
Kind of like you.
Yeah, kind of like me. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, kind of like you. You're gritty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Snap the 1-1 tie. The Rays would close out the Yankees at Citi Field 2-1. Gray gave up just the two solo homers over eight innings, a complete game loss. He has pitched to a 2.35 ERA in five road starts for the Yanks. He's 1-4 in those games, just not getting the run support. Manager Joe Girardi says that will turn around eventually.
Sometimes you can get in a little bit of a tough spot where you're on the short end of the sticks when it comes to runs, but over the long haul, if you pitch like that, it's going to work out really well.
A walk
they
and
also,
nine
by
strikeouts.
The way, the home plate umpire last night was awful.
How often have we been
awful.
Saying that, by the way, this
well,
year?
That's
it's
what,
like
and
every
that's why
night.
Rob Manfred
it's
does not dismiss the idea of however they're going to do it with the computers. Because there was one strikeout on Todd Frazier.
Yeah, the slider below
after,
the knees.
I think Gardner had the single, right? So you got a guy on first. It's a terrible pitch.
Yeah, it was really bad.
Terrible.
Slider below the, well below the knees. Wasn't even close to the strike zone, but that's the way it goes. And Gray's counterpart, Blake Snell, got through five. He gave up an RBI double to Matt Holliday in the first, settled down thereafter. Only three hits for the Yanks, and they only had four the night before. Aaron Judge, 0 for 3, a walk, three strikeouts. Starlin Castro, 0 for 4 with two Ks. He's in an 0 for 14 skid that has dropped his batting average below 300 for the first time since April 5th. You got Jaime Garcia against Chris Archer this afternoon, and that's a pitching matchup that doesn't exactly favor the Yanks.
He made a start within the last.
Yeah, it might be about
been
that.
A while.
Yeah, yeah. They've been kind of putting him in and out. He hasn't had a set spot in the rotation. Pregame on the Fan, 12:30. You got Joe and Evan live from Citi Field at 10 o'clock. Yanks are four back of Boston, 18 games to go. Red Sox pounded the A's at Fenway, 11-1. Two homers, six RBIs for Mookie Betts. Meantime, the Mets open their series at Wrigley Field with a dud.
Runners on the move from first and second. 3-2. Slug deep in the air, left center field. It's gonna go. He hammers a changeup out of here. Eight rows back in the bleachers. And the Cubs have the lead 4-1.
Josh Lewin, fourth inning call, WOR. That'd be the reigning NL MVP, Chris Bryant, taking Robert Gsellman deep. A three-run shot, one of three Cub homers on the night. They beat the Mets 8-3.
You see what Bryant is doing. Boomer, you're the only, I mean, clearly I'm the other quarterback in the room, but you're the only celebrity in the room.
Yeah.
Did you see what Bryant and his wife have done? So they got married, and they got gifts from fans. He is personally sending a thank you note to every fan that sent them a gift.
It's a good job out of him.
Would you do that?
Depends on how many fans send gifts. I mean, you know, if you have like 1,000 fans, I'm not going to sit down and write 1,000 notes.
So you have an over.
I would have to put a monetary amount on it. Like, so if a gift was like $1,000, you're getting a note.
Get a note signed by Chris Bryant and his wife.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Or what if it's a child that gave you something and they only had $2? You can just screw him.
How would I know that there would be a child? I wouldn't know because they'd be sending it to me. I'm not really sure who they are. And why would a child be sending me something anyway?
Because he's a Chris Bryant fan and a Cub fan.
What do you send him? Send him a gift.
Or maybe a picture that he drew.
And then you send a bobblehead. And then can you sign a bobblehead for me?
For sure. Right.
I told you, I went out to that autograph signing thing last summer. And Chris Bryant was supposed to come after one of their games, and they had like a long rainout. I mean, there were literally 10,000 people waiting for him at an autograph signing event.
That they're paying
for. It was ridiculous.
For.
I had like, you know, one every like 5 minutes.
And Chris Bryant.
I engaged in conversations with people. You know, and I'm looking at these 10,000 people waiting for Chris Bryant to come there to sign baseballs. One item only, please. One item only, please. One item only, please. A flat item or a round item. I mean, it was just ridiculous.
What was your most popular item you signed? Mini helmet or football?
Or a photo jersey? I would say footballs would be number one. And everybody wanted me to sign it 1988 MVP because that was the MVP. Chris, yes, you weren't even born yet. But when were you born?
86.
Oh, you were? Okay.
Jesus.
So you were, oh, wow.
Still in diapers.
Okay. So anyway, yeah, you sewed mainly a ball. And then every now and again, a picture. And then a bobblehead or something.
I think
like
it's
that.
My Schlunkus doll.
Yeah, there you go. The Schlunkus doll, yeah.
Out of 100 items, how many are Cardinals-related items?
I would say 5%.
But a lot of Jets, right? Because
I would say
five.
I would say five. No. This one was in Chicago. I did Chicago. The one in Atlantic City. There's a lot of Jets stuff. I don't know why. I don't know why people would want to be reminded by that.
The Cardinal stuff. Do you sign 522 yards pass?
No, they don't ask me that.
Single game.
No, thank you for bringing that up, though. You know, I always talk to Phil that Phil Sims threw for 513 yards in a game, and I was there, and it was an amazing performance. But he lost.
dig
because I was the other quarterback.
Nice.
He's not here to fight that, so, but that's a good thing that I have the mic today, and
I'm a little annoyed at this stiff white thing.
That's how I feel about you, Chris.
That's nice. I don't even know how to go back to the Mets after that, so we'll just tell you they are playing again tonight, and Matt Harvey is pitching against John Lester. Elsewhere, some American League history at the Jake.
A swing and a bouncer to third. Urshela gloves, throws, ball game. A record-tying night in Cleveland.
Tom Hamilton, Indians Radio Network. Indians shut out the Tigers 2-0, their 20th consecutive win, matching the 2002 Oakland A's. Corey Kluber went the distance on a five-hitter, his 16th victory. He was really soaking it all in afterwards.
We haven't talked about it at all. I haven't heard anybody in there talking about how many games in a row we've won or anything like that.
That's kind of hard to believe.
Clevinger goes today. They got a getaway game by Detroit. Now, you know, these are things. Let me just explain something to you guys.
Oh, in the locker room, these are things we don't do.
Tell us, NARPs, how it is.
There's no chance.
I'm
sorry.
Like double teamed right there now. I swear to God, I got to turn around and punch you both in the
first
face.
First of all, there's no chance they didn't go into that locker room and say,
they're not
that's
talking about
20.
It. Nope, they're not talking about
Come
it.
Come on.
They don't touch the money. You never touch the money. You never talk about it. It's a streak. You leave it out there. You do what you got to do. When it's a negative streak, you may talk about it because you may take action to try to turn that streak around.
Yeah.
But when you're in the middle of a streak like this, which is bordering on historical, I would just say nobody's saying anything. And I know that nobody wants to be the reason why your team streak ends.
Right.
That's the silent pressure that's in the room. And if you ask all the Patriots that went through that season and they tried to get the 19-0, they'll tell you that they felt it as the season went on. They felt the pressure, and nobody wanted to talk about it because everybody knew what they were trying to do.
Don't mess with the streak.
Don't mess with the streak.
Building off of that, I'll see if I can find the audio. I saw the quote last night. Francona says he has a buddy, like a best friend, who's traditionally bad luck for him, refuses to talk to him during the streak. Well, only text.
So he's acknowledging the streak, and this is like a no-hitter. Don't go near the pitcher in the seventh inning.
Yes. Don't act like that. Don't act like so snarky like that.
It's not snarky.
You're snarky.
At all.
You're becoming snarky. You get in the power chair, and all of a sudden you become snarky.
I am not.
You see what happens here, Al? I mean, I can't tell you how many people out there yesterday would tell me, Jerry's great. Jerry's great. You know, he's a little snarky, though.
And today more than yesterday, even.
I think it's because you put his Pop Warner picture up on Twitter this morning.
Why would you do that?
Because it's tremendous. That's why.
By the way, I put a new one up today.
I was a good-looking kid.
No, the
Pop Warner
one, you were
a
cute little hairy kid.
I was not hairy in 85.
That
was 89.
Little hairy kid.
Not quite.
Some of the numbers on the Indians are absurd. They've outscored opponents 134-32 during the streak. 32 runs they've given up in 20 games.
That's the thing. Forget the offense. The pitching.
They've trailed in only 4 innings.
It's remarkable.
It's absurd. You also have the Dodgers snapping their 11-game skid, beat the Giants 5-3, officially clinched them a playoff berth. You guys hit on the Charles Oakley story in the open, filed a civil suit against James Dolan, Madison Square Garden Company, NMSG Sports. The suit includes several causes of action. You've got libel, slander, assault, battery, false imprisonment, and abuse of process. Oakley seeking an award of damages to be determined at a jury trial. So this is obviously far from over.
I'm going to see what happens here. See if there's a precedent that's set here. If there is, I may just go get lit up and show up at arena and everybody, and hopefully get pushed out of there and then get some money out of it.
That's not a bad idea.
Come on.
NFL Cardinals running back David Johnson needs surgery on his dislocated wrist, placed on injured reserve, expected to miss 2 to 3 months. Old friend Chris Johnson re-signed to replace him. Also, Ravens running back Danny Woodhead out up to 8 weeks with a hamstring injury.
That's nothing new.
I can never stay healthy.
He's like the Yoenis Cespedes of the NFL.
He missed half the preseason with it, and then the first drive of the game, he gets carted off.
And he's such a good football player.
It looked like nothing. It really looked like nothing.
He's one of those positionless players that everybody's trying to acquire, and he would have been great for the Ravens. Yep. Really would have been.
And despite the aftermath of Hurricane Irma, both the Jaguars and Buccaneers will play their home openers in Florida this Sunday. Randy Moss, Ray Lewis, Brian Urlacher headlining 11 first-time nominees for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And from the NBA, those bougie Lakers retiring both of Kobe Bryant's numbers, 8-24, prior to their game against
selfish.
The defending champion
what
Warriors.
Selfish. Why is that selfish? They're doing
selfish.
It. I don't think they asked Kobe Bryant to do it.
Oh, I bet he was in on it.
Selfish.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well,
it strikes me as his style.
One number's
players
enough. We need two.
League, it doesn't matter.
That's very true.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Do you think they'll retire Carmelo's number here when he leaves?
No, I don't think so.
Real quickly, before we go to a break, let's see. Let's go to Tommy in the Bronx. Tommy, what's happening, man? You're on with Boomer and Jerry.
Hey, how you doing? I just want to talk about the game at Citi Field last night.
How was it?
Oh, the atmosphere was great. I just felt like they were a little understaffed. Food lines were a little ridiculous, but there was a lot of Mets fans, a lot of Yankee fans, you know, people going crazy.
Look at that. That's great. You had $25, you get in, they sell it out. And by the way, let's face it, you know, Citi Field's the best baseball stadium in the tri-state area.
Citi Field is
gorgeous. Well, yeah, the Mets finally got to see a good team play there, you know, Mets fans.
Oh,
they were in the World Series.
You finally got to sit in a real baseball stadium as opposed to a museum.
Everybody forgets they were in a World Series a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
really
I know, but that's a Yankee fan taking a shot.
I know.
You would think that the Yankee fan would call up, hey, I just want to say thank you to the Mets for allowing this to happen and being gracious host and doing blah, blah. No, it's understaffed. It sucks. The food lines are too long. I mean, God, geez. You pay $25 to get in and see a
lower
really
level
game.
Seats for $25. Great.
It's all good. All right, 6:40 on the fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.